This is NPR.
It's 91 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Are there fewer insects in the world now than a few short years ago? It might not feel that way when you go outside, but experts say the number and variety of bugs have been dropping fast. WPLN News editor Daniel Potter tells us more in this installment of the show, Bug Note.
Could the number of insects be trending down globally? What do fans of the wiggly, wild, weird world of bugs need to know about the insect apocalypse? It's Bug Note. I'm Daniel Potter. Here to lend some expert advice is Jason Cryan, the entomologist who directs the Natural History Museum of Utah. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dan. It's great to be here with you.
So, Jason, how real is this idea of a, quote, insect apocalypse?
So there have been some really important studies lately, research done and published, that suggest that there are declines around the world in both populations' sizes themselves, but also in biomass.
We're talking about losing both the number of species, but also just the total number of individual representatives of those species. We're losing both.
That's what the data seem to suggest.
Here we should remind people that bugs have been around for millions of years, hundreds of millions of years. And so geologically, the shift we're talking about is sudden.
It's absolutely sudden. The generational time of insects are very short, a year, 2 years, maybe just a few years. And so this kind of a dramatic shift is out of the blue. It's completely lightning strike. Many of these are due, we believe, to human activities, specifically around the increased use of agrochemicals, things like neonicotinoids, habitat loss and destruction. What we can do potentially is just locally use fewer chemicals that you're around your home. Stop using herbicides if you're using them, pesticides. Another option is to leave your yard just a little bit messy, and that increases the number of habitats in your yard.
Well, Jason Cryan, thank you as always.
Thanks, Dan.
And that's Bug Note, a show from the Natural History Museum of Utah. We're on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And you can find out more at nhmu.utah.edu.